Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
From your blade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
And he'd do it like this. Oh, why J. Edgar Hoover?
No, that's a bad Kennedy impression.
Why J. Edgar Hoover?
All right, are we going to go?
I got pretty dresses on.
All right, that's Marcus Parks. I'm Ben Gizzle. We're joined by Henry Zebrowski in Atlanta.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, it's J. Edgar Hoover?
J. Edgar Hoover.
This is a really...
J. Edgar Hoover.
It's a really interesting...
I don't know much else about J. Edgar Hoover. I know he wore dresses,
mm-hmm.
and that he had a file on everybody, including Michael Jackson.
I don't know about that. Martin Luther King? Maybe you're thinking of Martin Luther King?
Martin Luther King.
Yeah, he did have a file on Martin Luther King. I don't know about Michael Jackson.
I remember that part.
I know about Michael Jackson.
I get them confused.
Yeah.
He did not.
He did not have a file on Michael Jackson.
No, he did not.
Yes, I am in Hotlanta.
That's right.
Hotlanta, Georgia. And I love it down here.
You're beginning to film season two of Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. That's right.
You bet your fucking tall life I am. And it's really good. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to get all painted up. I'm hard already. I've been doing push-ups.
Are you supposed to be
pull-ups?
Are you supposed to be aroused and rock hard while they're painting up your body, or is that creeping out the staff?
Right. All actors are hard.
No,
that's the thing that no one talks about. That's a insider thing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep meaning to bring it up on the podcast before, but
right.
Every actor is hard.
While they're in makeup.
While they're in makeup. While they're doing stuff.
Yeah.
Even if they're in a scene with a bunch of kids.
Okay.
They're super hard.
Right.
Kids bounce it up and down their laps. But the professional kids know you don't sit on the center of anybody's lap. You don't sit on the center of Gene Hackman's lap.
Right.
You don't sit on the center of Burt Lancaster's lap.
Well, I guess
because
this is why...
you're going to get stabbed in your fucking guts.
Yeah.
And you're going to have an orgasm, little kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have a very interesting career as a mall Santa in 20 years. I'll tell you that. It's going to be amazing. Well, that's awesome. I'm so happy. Season two of Your Pretty Face is going to be phenomenal. And I'm very excited. For those that don't know, Mr. Zebrowski is quite sensitive skin. So the entire time he shoots this show, his skin is literally falling off of his body.
It's literally on fire. Yeah. It really hurts. Mm-hmm. And I do it for you. I do it for the performance. I do it for the kids.
You don't do it for the money or like the
no,
fame or the recognition. The ego? Nothing to
Mm-mm.
do with that.
Mm-mm. I do it for the fans.
Uh-huh.
And I do it just to be around, you know, just little kids when they ship them in to work with us.
All right. Well, the reason that Henry has little kids on the mind today, we're going to be talking about some more, let's call them what, like, I don't want to say sissy, flamboyant, sensitive monsters.
Sensitive monsters.
Yeah. Monsters that children tend to look at as a children and say, oh, I love them. And things
I
such,
love them.
Yeah. Things such as unicorns, fairies,
yeah.
Pegasus, things like this.
Things that little girls love.
That's
little
right.
girl monsters. It's unicorns. It's Pegasus. Which is actually the true pronunciation of Pegasus.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That is true.
Pegasus?
Pegasus. And we've got fairies.
Yeah.
And griffins. And we got
I love the
all
griffin.
Sorts of stuff that we're going to try to make interesting today.
And we're going to nail it.
Hey,
like we do every damn episode, we're going to nail it. Marcus, as the brilliant mind that you are, and
Thank
I know you've
you.
Done a lot of research on unicorns the past week, which this is getting you flagged on a whole nother series of websites. Another whole nother government agency is checking out your accounts.
Marcus sent me the email this morning of all the centaur porn, which is just like photo, like photoshopped women to look like horse fuckers. They're like horse fuckers.
Yeah.
But they are horses. So that's great.
It's bizarre when the movie Zoo is traditional porn and then there's centaur porn, which is one step above.
I found centaur transvestite porn.
Ugh.
It was a chick horse with a dick. Like a big dick.
Yeah, it's exactly what you said it was. That's what that is.
I officially understand every old person, like every World War II vet, when we discuss like our lives now, I officially understand how their brains are just blown. Because like tranny centaur porn, I'm just like, what now?
My buddy Minnesota and I arrived in the middle of Italy. And I remember thinking about the American flag before going to sleep every night. And so we prayed to America. And then I pulled bits of him out of a tank tread. And you mean it fucking tell me that there are women horses fucking other women horses and they both have hard dicks?
Yeah, Grandpa, fucking get over it.
Yeah,
yeah, you
get
killed Hitler.
Game.
That was fucking 70 years ago.
And then the grandson calls him a bigot and a homophobe and a racist. And he's just like, what are you talking about? Come on.
All right. So let's, do we want to take our stippity steps down the glittery path towards the land of unicorns?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's clippity clock on over to unicorn land. You know, we all know that the unicorn is a white horse creature with the long horn right out front, but did you know that
it's very
sometimes
white.
They're
That's
also...
That's what's incredibly important about a unicorn.
I didn't really... Do
white.
They have to be white?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
But, however, they're not always horses. Sometimes they're goats.
Yeah.
So it's just a dumb goat with a big old tooth toenail hanging out of the goddamn forehead?
A lot of the times it's their brain. It's like I imagine unicorns a lot of times are just like mutants. They were next to like power lines,
right.
And, you know, a lot of times and they come out and they're struggling. So you'll see this like white goat-like creature with a big unicorn horn. And you're like, oh, it's a magical unicorn. And then it'll be like, And the dad is just like, kill it! Kill it!
Yep, you got to. Or throw it all your empty beer cans and just watch it crunch, crunch, crunch and have a good lunch.
It can only be captured by a virgin.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so we can't do it, right? Because we've all had sex.
Yeah, no, there's no way we can go capture a bunch of unicorns, guys. We've gotten so many girls.
Lots of girls.
Yeah. We're not like, I'm not a 32-year-old virgin guy. I'm not doing a podcast right now about unicorns. No. No, that's not happening.
My favorite is the famous traveler, Marco Polo of Italy, agreed that unicorn was only, he agreed that unicorns were only tameable by maidens, which means, you know, fat women from fucking Renaissance times.
But I mean, but I believe if they were fat in the Renaissance times, they would be plucked many times over.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
they were considered quite attractive, the larger, plumpier
I think that's a myth.
No way! Because no one had food.
He's just talking about, so like maidens were just like women born with no eyes, or like just untouchable. Just be like, hey, all right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, don't touch old Greta. She was born without nipples. And I absolutely hate it.
Well, that's why. And then they were very happy when the unicorn wanted to have sex with them.
Oh, absolutely. But so Marco Polo said that he saw a unicorn when he was traveling, and he described it as a scarcely similar. Scarcely smaller than an elephant.
Huh.
They have the hair of a buffalo and feet like an elephant. They have a single large black horn in the middle of the forehead. They have a head like a wild boar's. They spend their time wallowing in mud and slime. They're very ugly brutes to look at. And it turns out he was just looking at a fucking rhinoceros.
Yeah, it sounds very similar to a rhinoceros. Hair of the buffalo, feet of the elephant. Isn't that something?
Yeah. It is fun.
Yeah, that is very, very fun. Sounds like it's the same way the doctor's going to describe your firstborn, Mr. Henry Zabrowski.
It looks just like my wife, Barbarina, back in Italy. Oh, I hate my wife. Big, sagging leather socks she's got in the front of her. I wish she was a maiden, but unfortunately, I've turned Irish.
Yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately.
But unfortunately, I have to fuck her every night.
That's not so bad.
Well, Marco Polo was not the only famous explorer and conqueror to come across a unicorn. Genghis Khan, he decided to not conquer India after meeting a unicorn, which bowed down to him.
Hey,
he
buddy,
saw it.
I'm going to India. Hey, man, that's where all my food is, man. Don't go into India. I like all the naan.
Get out of the way, you crazy-looking beast monster.
I like the rice.
Well, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is also an episode in which every creature I imagine in my head sounds like, oh, oh,
it does.
Mr. Khan, don't come to India. Sorry. I'm so hungover.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that too, man. 3-for-3 right now.
Yes.
Genghis Khan, he decided not to invade India because he saw it as a sign from his dead father and turned his whole army back.
Isn't that something? So he just gave the unicorn all of the army's food, and then they were like, well, no more food to invade India. Let's go back.
Yeah.
Yes.
A beautiful unicorn. So unicorns are symbols of peace.
Yeah, purity more like.
Purity.
Yeah.
And this is why they're white and they enjoy their virgins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Much like,
so
much like Warren Jeffs, the leader of the Mormon cult. I think the unicorns might need to be in prison. They might be terrible pedophiles.
They might
be. And this also sounds this is also another very Nazi-sounding like fact about a unicorn. Mm-hmm. The earliest record of unicorns in Western literature belongs to Greek historian Ctesias. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Ctesias?
It's Ctesias.
It's Ctesias?
Ctesias.
Why you put a fucking C in there? Why is there a big C at the top of it?
He's just having fun with you.
I hate Greeks. No, I don't. I love the Greeks.
This is the first time you've ever backtracked on a sentence.
I like Greek people. I like them. I like their swarthy attitudes, and I like their cucumber sauces. In the 5th century BCE, he wrote that the beast had a white body, purple head, blue eyes, and a multicolored horn, red at the tip, black in the middle, white at the base.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds dirty.
It is filthy. Dirty.
Well, like the purple head.
Purple head.
Red at the tip.
Oh, you stick it in there, it gets red on the bottom, and
black
getting
in the
all
middle.
The way in there.
Yeah, it sounds like
black.
A real diseased meat muddler, I'll tell you that. That is one diseased dick.
You say meat muddler?
Meat muddler, yeah, that's what I'm calling donks now. Meat muddlers. I'm down with it. So, they're symbols of purity, and do they grant wishes? Do they give good luck? Do they just
fucking
stop?
Nothing. They do nothing.
They do nothing.
They do absolutely nothing. The only place in which it said that, and yeah, really, even in the Bible. Now, in case you guys out there didn't know this, unicorns are in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Not once.
Why not?
Not twice.
Why don't you put a bunch of other fake shit in there too, huh? You know, like a free lunch. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Well, I mean, actually, in the Bible, there's multiple free lunches when Jesus made all the multiple fishes.
Yeah, but
I mean,
Jesus
really, that was just socialism.
Fake. The whole thing was fake.
Yeah.
Right? This whole thing, I'm surprised there isn't even a book. I'm surprised they even wrote it down.
So in the Bible, I did find the only people that I could find who seriously said that unicorns were real. I didn't find them on Yahoo Answers.
Oh, you
I didn't
did not.
Find it on some stupid fucking blog out there. I found it on a Bible website. One of those websites. It's a Bible website that has to take everything in the Bible literally. So since they have to take everything in the Bible as literal truth, they have to acknowledge the existence of unicorns.
That's great.
I love to see them at the meetings like, so what about unicorns? Are unicorns real? Like, yeah.
They have to be now.
Yeah, I guess they are, yes.
You know the way that we hate the gays? Yeah. We have to believe in unicorns, which is really one of the gayest things that you can believe in.
Yeah.
One of the bizarre ironies of the Christian faith. Don't allow a man to lay with another man, but they just love a fancy unicorn.
Yeah, but ride on the front of a unicorn when you go to the shoe store. You know what I mean?
Just
like literally pop yourself in there and make yourself a little bit of a bee plug with your fucking unicorn face. Oh, yeah, it's totally. That's not gay.
A butt plug, a unicorn used as a butt plug.
It would hurt.
It would.
Certainly, I don't need my coffee anymore.
No, I'm awake. Yeah. I wish I was dead.
I would, if you guys would indulge me, I would like to read a few verses from the Bible.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'd like to read from Job chapter 39, verse 9 through 12.
Oh, all right.
Will the unicorn be willing to serve thee or abide by thy crib? Canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow, or will he harrow the valleys after thee? Now I would like to read from Numbers chapter 23,
What did he just say?
Like
did,
1 through 5 or numbers 10 through 7?
Yeah.
No, Numbers chapter 23 verse 22.
That was a sentence in the Bible, right?
Yeah, of that was from the Bible.
What is it? What was that? How did anybody read this and just like choose to follow it?
It was that's from the book of Job. God was telling Job that he had created all these awesome fucking animals, which is why God is better than man, because he created all this sick shit.
Sure. Okay.
Meanwhile, Satan's sitting there with the fucking electric guitar that he just invented, just being like, "Oh, you invented a unicorn? I invented the fucking bass beat."
Yeah. People aren't going to understand how cool this is for millions and millions of years, but when they do, they're going to fucking have a black man playing it and really blow people's minds.
This is the kind of stuff that's going to make people fuck.
And now this is from Numbers chapter 23, verse 22. God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn.
Ah.
This is from Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 17. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000 of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh.
Again, how do these savages who like the Bible think gays are bad? They love the gayest things.
Yeah, it sounds like called Deuteronomy, but it sounds like Duda unto me.
Yeah, Deuteronomy, Duda unto me, take a big dump on me. I mean, it is just the most fecal-sounding thing I've ever heard in my life.
Boy, you want to know...
It says here that the reason why that there's no more unicorns also is because Noah said no to unicorns on the ark.
Well, they're going
to
put a hole in the boat. Noah's smart. He said, honey, they're going to put holes in the boat. We
put
can't
a
evolve-
fucking like a cloth sack on these precious
put a cork on the top of the
unicorn to keep it from poking through shit.
Well, perhaps Russell Crowe will answer that question while he plays Noah in the new blockbuster that Hollywood created.
Boy, if you want to know some gay Bible verses, here's the gayest one for you. Mm. This is Psalm chapter 92, verse 10. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
This is just, I mean, if you're at the Olive Garden, that's the only time you should be talking about oil.
No,
it's more
fresh
of it.
Oil. Because he's talking about pussy juice, right?
Or a semen out of a freshly, squeezed young boy.
Mm.
And there's
all these guys were pedophiles. Everyone in the Bible was a pedophile.
Everybody, they're all pedophiles.
There's a lot
Absolutely.
Of pedophiles in the Bible, yeah. And one more, this one is from Isaiah chapter 34, verse 7.
Isaiah Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is the Isaiah. This is where he sinks the Bible and no one follows it because he did a terrible job coaching.
And the unicorns shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness.
Made fat
I know
with
about being fat with fatness.
Yeah. How do you get fat with fatness?
Tacos and burritos, and you just drive every day.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't walk. You drink a milkshake to calm down at night.
Well, as far as unicorns in the Bible go, just so you know, the absence of a unicorn in the modern world should not cause us to doubt its past existence.
Of course not. No, absolutely not.
Ponder the dodo bird. It doesn't exist today, but do not doubt that it existed in the past.
Well, we have skeletons of it, right? And there are drawings of it, right?
Has there
and
ever
people
been...
like Wait, saw yeah. one, and there was one. There's
I mean,
been
we,
some.
Yeah. We've got that, but 18th century reports from southern Africa described rock drawings and eyewitness accounts of fierce, single-horned, equine-like animals. Equine means horse.
You know, I'm just not going to trust the scientific mind of someone who's carving something into a rock.
I don't know.
You know?
It just seems like it just seems kind of inaccurate. It seems like at this point, also, the imagination is going, we thought that the wind was a god farting everywhere.
Right?
You know what I mean? That was a thought.
Oh, yeah. God's farting north today.
Oh,
so.
Well, I'd go, thank
we better
God, God's
burn all the whores.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Last podcast on the left is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine, because if you do, it ain't coming back around. It is a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. So let's say, we're doing well so far. We're moving these picks. If you want to move the Judge Reinhold non-clothed edition of a horse picks on the Clydesdale, you can drag it straight to your cart. It's that easy. You also can drag an entire giraffe ride trip for your family, because daddy gets the back of the head, right? You just drag that from the option menu straight to your cart, and don't delete, because I'll know if you deleted. I'll know if you did it, thanks to Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.com. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow. I just got to learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm going to be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/left, spelled Babbel.com/left. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, to think of the biblical unicorn as a fantasy animal is to demean God's word, which is true in every detail.
All right. Well, yeah. Who are we to do with that then? Yeah, we don't want to go against the Bible. It's been...
There is this, though. That apparently, there is a legend that the unicorn horns could counteract poison and purify water, and that was bad news for Norwals because they got fucking face raped by sailors.
What's a Norwal?
Narwhal. Yeah, Narwhal.
But isn't this, like, that's an animal that people kind of, like, that, like, the fucking, that's the one with the big horn, the tusk coming out of the top of its head.
Right? It's a whale with a gigantic horn.
Right. And this is a real creature.
Yeah. And in fact, narwhal, they used to harvest narwhals, and they would sell them as unicorn horns. Unicorn horns were worth, in the 1500s, worth literally 10 times its weight in gold.
Right.
They used to sell unicorn horns in 1560 money, by the way.
1560 money?
In 1560
Yeah, which was giant
money.
Salt blocks. It was very difficult to go to the store.
Yeah.
Sold it for around $30,000.
Yikes.
All for this narwhal horn.
And you know who they sold that to?
Idiots?
The Pope.
Rubes?
The Pope?
They sold it to the Pope.
Really?
Yep. For $30,000, the Pope bought a unicorn horn in 1560.
I bet he fucking shoved it right up his ass.
Oh, absolutely. He saw that and couldn't stop thinking of the possibilities. They were all involving his ass or his butler's ass.
I also imagine you could very easily make a unicorn horn out of like an orphan's leg bone. You know what I mean? Because the orphans are always falling off of ledges and getting smashed up in rocks. And if you go down there and fucking just fish out one of their tibias, I'm certain you could kind of just sort of sharpen it against another rock and sell that as a unicorn horn.
Right, but I mean, at some point, though, someone's going to be like, isn't this the bone of the child that's gone missing?
Stab them.
Yeah, okay. That's a good plan. That's a good plan. So that's pretty much all there is about the unicorn.
Nope.
There's more.
What are you talking about? You're nuts, man.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Stuff about fucking unicorn. Just talk to fuck. Try to have a fucking conversation with Lisa Frank, even once.
We were discussing
without her to fucking just blabbing on about fucking unicorns to the point where you're like, woman, I'm gonna knock you out.
Well, don't knock her out. Don't knock her out. Lisa, Marcus and I were discussing Lisa Frank earlier. She made some of the greatest trapper keepers and the best folders around. If you were a kid grown up in the 1990s, you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, I accidentally called her Anne Frank twice during that conversation.
Yeah, he said, what was the Anne Frank monster? And I was like, that's the Nazis. And the only monster that Anne Frank knew was the Nazis.
I would have said it would have been very unlucky for Anne Frank to have had a trapper keeper because that Velcro would have sold them out of that fucking annex.
Absolutely. Not a good hiding journal. The Velcro journal. You need a string journal. Everybody knows it. No button journal either.
Button journal because, I mean, you know, it takes forever.
It does.
I hate buttons.
They never work.
All right, Marcus. So what's some other unicorn facts?
Well, there have been some unicorns in the news in the last couple of years. The Korean Central News Agency said scientists reconfirmed the location of the burial site of the unicorn ridden by King Dongmyeong, the founding father of the ancient Korean kingdom of Goguryeo.
Wow, Dongmyeong.
It's right on top of a spermatoid fucking mountain. That's where they're from.
Spermatoid mountain's great, though.
The unicorn's grave was rediscovered near a temple in the capital, Pyongyang, with a rectangular rock engraved with the words unicorn lair at its entrance.
Yeah.
So,
rock solid.
Yeah, this is North Korea?
This is North Korea, yes.
So, North Korea currently believes in unicorns?
Absolutely.
Got to. They literally legally have to, or they're put to death.
I mean, it's totally true. Yeah.
And King Dongmyeong, he has quite an interesting history.
do they know that like people in the West think that your name is
Mr. Penis?
I mean, but there's still some.
Dongmyeong means long horned beast.
No.
Yeah, it just sounds like a penis. It sounds more like penis shit.
Yeah, King Long Dongmyeong.
Just sounds like someone is making fun of somebody that is Asian and they're making up a name that would be mean-spirited.
It just sounds like the name of a guy who drives a Hummer everywhere.
Definitely.
You know, who's always like peacocking. He's wearing one of those like leather, like really thin cowboy hats that's made out of snake skin.
Brilliant. A cool guy.
Yeah, cool guy.
Kind of guy I want to be with.
Well, as the legend goes, Long Dongmyeong was born from an egg impregnated by sunlight.
I actually do believe that happens. I think that's how North Koreans procreate.
I mean, they're not fucking.
We know nothing about them.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I've never been there. I've never seen the residual egg casings.
They clean them all up.
Did you know that the unicorn has a cousin named the bicorn?
I did not know
so
that.
So it's a two-horned thing. So it's like a goat?
Well,
is that what that is?
Yeah, it's just every animal that we
every
currently
other
know
animal
that exists
with horns.
That has a horn.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. This one is it's a little meaner. It's part panther, part cow, with a human face.
So,
and it has the reputation of devouring kind-hearted and devoted husbands.
This is how I would describe myself. If someone asked me, like, what are you like? I was like, I'm kind of a panther. I'm also kind of a cow. But I definitely got a human face.
Do you devour kind-hearted and devoted husbands?
Of course.
Yeah, you have
their
to.
Wives.
So you heard it here first, guys. Go out there and have sex with a girl that's not your wife. Otherwise
the bicorn's coming to get you.
The bicorn's going to come and eat you.
You better start eating that pussy, guys.
What? See, this is funny. I mean, all these things come from myth, right? So there must have been some, pastor, some leader someplace who was having sex with every chick other than his wife. And was like, yeah, I'm doing that to avoid the bicorn. He comes and eats everyone who just bangs the person they love.
Wait a second, Krog Magog, tell me again. So all I have to do is fuck other women that are not my big, horrible wife?
Well, let me tell you one thing. Let me ask you. Do you want to get killed by a bicorn?
No, I don't.
Well, then you have to do exactly as I say, have sex with everybody that's not your wife.
Do it.
You have to. She'll understand. She's not going
to
be angry and make your life miserable for the next 40 years. Just do it. to buy corn. This is my favorite thing ever. I ever, and you know, there's a good chance if you ever get married, you might dabble in some prostitution or something like that. But this is a good thing to rationalize it on the plane home from India. Plane ride home, be like, well, I'm not going to eat by the buy corn anyway, and my wife will be very happy to know that because she loves me. And she loves all the money that I bring.
No, I'm going to go home and belittle her for 3 hours.
Yes.
I can't be kind-hearted.
That's right.
Yeah. You've got to be both
like, shoes are too big. You have a long face, my ugly wife.
Why are you being so mean to me right now?
The bicorn is, it's literally at the Taco Bell across the street getting breakfast. All right? And if it sees me bring you a ring or some flowers to surprise you or, I don't know, listen to you, it's going to chew my balls off.
I'm a dead man. Yeah. It's all good. You want to have kids, right? This is great.
Okay. That's all I've got on unicorns.
Henry, anything else you would like to add about the unicorn phenomenon?
Their blood tastes like raspberries.
That's true.
It's so fun on what you can do with the unicorn because you just, you know, kind of say whatever you want about it.
Right.
You know?
Good. There's for muddling guacamole.
Evidence of it. Well, it's just like a Baron Georges Cuvier maintained, as the unicorn was cloven-hoofed, it must therefore have a cloven skull, making the growth of a single horn impossible. That doesn't make any sense.
No, that guy was just
talking. Just a bunch of fake skeletons of unicorns.
Sure.
There's a thing called a single-horned goat.
Mm-hmm.
The Elond. It's an animal with two horns, so I don't know why they think that's a unicorn.
That's not a unicorn. Uni is one, yeah.
And also it's a deer.
Right.
It's a deer.
It's not a unicorn.
Let's
move on.
I'm gonna go out on a limb. They're fake.
Yeah, they're fake. But you know what? Cool. They can still do some harm.
Absolutely.
And you know, they can absolutely do some harm. Henry found this this young lady on YouTube named Venus Angelic.
Okay.
Yeah, she's doing great. She's gonna make some guy real happy one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is she's got some instructions for us.
Okay.
How to look like a unicorn.
How to look like a unicorn as a human.
Hey guys! If you ever wanted to transform into a magical unicorn cutie, then you're totally right here. I'm gonna show you how to do a unicorn makeup and hairstyle. It's sparkling.
I don't know if I wanna kiss it or break it.
Easy. Let's roll down a rainbow and splash in the start. Let's go.
This video is 12 minutes long.
Start 12 minutes
with
of this.
A whitening cream that moisturizes and makes your skin look glowing. Warm the product between your hands up. Then massage the cream gently into your skin.
Can you imagine, like, your son bringing her home, like, while you're, like, you like at Thanksgiving, like, bringing her to Thanksgiving, and she's like, thank you for cranberry. Thank you for taking me.
Very well. Just dab some on your fingertip and apply on the inner corner.
Okay, that's absolutely enough.
Thank you for bringing me to your home.
Dude, why you kill Turkey? Turkey is a funny bird. Why not kill a mean owl? Owl so mean.
I love Mia, son, but have you ever thought about, like, being gay and just, like, getting with, like, a big, burly guy? Maybe he likes to watch sports and eat meat, you know?
Yeah, he likes to be around. He likes chicken wings. But, I mean, he'll suck your dick.
You know, it's like, you guys have sex with each other, so you're happy with that. Have you ever thought you're gay? I need my kid to be gay. I can't have him bring girls like this home. What do you talk about with a lady like that?
Unicorns.
Yeah. I'm not doing it. I'm done at 32. This is the last conversation I'm ever having about unicorns.
Why? What are you talking about?
I'm done with it.
What are you talking about? It's fascinating.
Yeah. All right. Can we be done
What's
with
next?
Unicorns?
We're done with unicorns. Right. Let's move on to Pegasi.
Pegasus.
Pegasus.
Yes. That's how it's. Is that how it's pronounced, Henry?
Pegasus.
Sounds like a stuffed jalapeno or something. Pegasus.
Can you imagine the shit coming out of a Pegasus? Can you imagine just it flying? And it's just like, bleh, 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 bleh. Oh, this shit gets in your fucking mouth. It gets all over your top hat if you're wearing one.
If a pigeon dumps on your head, it's good luck. So if a Pegasus dumps on your head, like, if you live, like, you're meant to be here.
It is a winged stallion that is a divine white color.
Another white one.
Yeah. Well, we always, you know, associate white with purity.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way people do. He was sired by Poseidon and foaled by the Gorgon Medusa.
Ah.
Yes. So Poseidon.
Well, so Pegasus was like a prisoner of Medusa, right?
No. Pegasus. Medusa gave birth to the Pegasus. When Medusa's head was cut off by Piraeus, the horse sprang forth from Medusa's pregnant body and it galloped away.
I heard the same thing happen with what's it? Northwest.
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
That's a page 7.
Yeah, very good.
Pegasus also aided the hero Bellerophon in his fight against the Chimera and the Amazons.
And what that did, is that it flew it all around. But the first thing is, before going to battle, he gave it a bunch of Brunswick stew, right? He's like, eat the stew, and just fucking flew it over the Chimera, and it just dumped in all of their mouths. And it was just fucking, it was pretty gnarly.
Chimera's got a lot of mouths.
It's sort of like that manna from heaven story where it 40 days, or what was it, 40 years in the desert, and then it started raining manna. But of course, in this situation, it's a Pegasus dookie.
What is manna?
It's like garbage that rains from the sky that the Jews ate back in the day.
It's bread. That's all it is.
It's like bad. So Medusa.
It's also magic.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, I remember that from Magic the Gathering.
So Medusa, she birthed Pegasus, which means she had to like have come from like a bat and a horse inside of her.
Yeah.
What created Pegasus?
She fucked Poseidon.
An eagle and a horse. So Poseidon, okay, it's not a bat. It's an eagle.
Right.
Yeah.
But Poseidon's like a water god.
Yeah.
Right. And then Medusa's got all the snakes and stuff and weird head. Yeah. I'm going to get you out of the garbage, Poseidon. You know, things like this. And then she birthed out of these two.
Yes.
Creatures birthed a winged animal beast.
Yeah. What's so hard to find?
I think she was having sex with the mailman. That's right. I think Medusa was banging somebody on the side.
Yeah, and that mailman was a giant winged horse mailman.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to bring these two things together. I'm going to bring the unicorn and the Pegasus into one animal, the Ethiopian Pegasus.
The Ethiopian Pegasus. I literally just pictured like the saddest creature on the side of a road, being like, give me food. And like, I was like, I almost instinctively went to my pocket to pull 50 cents out to give to Alyssa Milano because she's the face of all the poor kids right now.
For just literally 13 cents a day, you can adopt
an Ethiopian.
You can help an Ethiopian Pegasus.
It's got flies all under its eyes.
I'm a mythical creature. I'm from the gods. Okay, Ethiopian Pegasus. Sure you are.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And then just like some relief worker just being like, fly out of here.
Go.
Just use your wings and fly to America.
But I'm too tired.
Oh, okay.
Too sick.
An apple. I don't know. Just, you know, man.
Yeah.
Well, the Ethiopian Pegasus had a horn coming out of the middle of its head.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, and there's plenty of other Pegasi out there. The Tulpar.
Okay.
Is that's from Turkic mythology. Ooh. And the Tulpar.
I bet that reeked.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's also the state emblem of Kazakhstan and Mongolia.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of real life jazz for you.
So the Pegasus, the state emblem of Mongolia.
And Kazakhstan.
Yeah. Kazakhstan.
Great vacation spot if you love rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And usually they base these things off of something that's real.
Usually.
No.
I don't know, man. They don't have much other, like,
I mean, I don't know a lot about Mongolia, but I'm pretty certain that there's no animals there and they don't have any sunshine.
Well, Henry, why don't you just tell us everything that you know about Mongolia right now?
Okay, Mongolian beef, but I'm pretty certain that is a Chinese food item. I don't think that's really good.
You know, Mongolia, I just Googled Mongolia, and apparently Google's starting to know me pretty well because I Googled Mongolia, and the first thing that came up was Mongolian death worm.
Oh.
Excellent.
Yeah, the Mongolian death worm, it's a cryptid that it is said to exist in the Gobi Desert. It has the ability to spew forth acid that on contact will turn anything it touches yellow and corroded.
And it's also the vice president.
It also has the means to kill at a distance by means of an electrical discharge.
Sounds like a dude who does like brazers, porn, semen. Sounds like what his penis does to these poor women.
And they're reportedly between 2 and 5 feet long.
Oh, wow.
Thick bodied. This is from the book On the Trail of Ancient Man, written in 1926 by Roy Chapman Andrews.
Okay.
He says, he cites the Mongolian prime minister who in 1922 described the worm. It is shaped like a sausage, about 2 feet long, has no head nor leg, and it is so poisonous that merely to touch it means instant death. It lives in the most desolate parts of the Gobi Desert. I think that's how Mongolian sounds.
I'm pretty certain. It sounds good, yeah.
It sounds like a mixture between between Middle Eastern and Native American.
Yeah, and then hungover American.
I think, yeah, I'm pretty certain that Mongolian is more like, like it's like it's some abrasive. It's an abrasive language.
Yeah.
Or they sound Klingon. It was like, God. But again, I have never really traveled outside of America, and I've never once paid attention to Mongolia. Yeah. Even for a second.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've dedicated quite a bit of time to Mongolia, though. We're really educating minds. And everything that we've said so far about Mongolia is wrong. So if you have a test and they're like, what's Mongolia all about? Don't mention anything that we've said.
Because any of these facts.
Facts, yes.
Well, in pop culture, the Pegasus, back over to our winged horse friend, in pop culture, there was a Terry Toons television series that aired in the mid-60s. It was called Luno the White Stallion.
Okay.
And Luno was able to be summoned. Of course, Luno was a little toy that a little boy owned. And Luno would be summoned by saying these words.
Mm.
Oh, winged horse of marble white, take me on a magic flight.
Hell yeah. It's like John Belushi talking
Jim,
to cocaine.
Where to this time?
I want to go fishing, Luno, with Captain Ahab.
Well now, that's what I call a whale of a trip. But you're the boss. Hang on.
I don't pay you to be punny, jackass. Just give me to Ahab.
Fucking be a train for a second, you fucking horse.
Are we almost there?
We're approaching Captain Ahab's fishing village now.
I do like this song.
Yeah, I got the whole album of this music.
Here's the captain telling about his latest encounter with Moby Dick, the great white whale.
I mean, none of this has any...
None of this is worth anything.
Yeah, yeah.
None of this is worth anything. This is all bad, because that's Captain Ahab. That's also not real. I'm pretty certain Stephen Neville? I'm not sure the name of the actor from the 1950s. It's like, what's his name? Paul Lynde, I think, is Captain.
Yeah, Paul Lynde. The center square, usually. The center square there in Hollywood Squares. What's the sentence you have to say again?
Oh, winged horse of marble white, take me on a magic flight.
Yeah, I feel like this
is it's like getting an Uber.
It is. I feel like it's what every like businessman in America says while they're getting on a flight to Thailand. Right before they're about to go have sex with a bunch of paid young boys.
Yes, little boys.
My young boy is dressed like Lyndon B. Johnson.
Oh, wasn't that nice? We got the Lyndon B. Johnson boy. I do believe
I like when they play characters.
This is how the Illuminati talks. Yeah. Oh, you had the Illuminati. The Lyndon B. Johnson boy. I loved him. I'll tell you, I had just had the greatest time with the Lincoln
I blew
Lincoln
crazy
child.
Spider webs all over that kid that dressed like Princess Leia.
Oh, my God. And I thought it was okay because he was dressed like an adult woman, but he was 7 and a boy. But anyway... And
he was mature for his age. He acted at least like he was 10.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was snappy. And sometimes he would even say things like, I don't want it. I was like, you are just too much.
Well, speaking of the Illuminati, I'd like to pause for a second to say, all hail the satanic, Zionist, Luciferian, necromantic, Masonic, Jesuit, CIA, Mafia, shadow government, elite establishment.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
All hail.
All hail.
Hail them. Hail
Do we
them,
have to
yes.
say that at the end of every show now? I mean, that's a real mouthful.
I think so, yeah. Thank you, Joseph Anthony Reese, for posting a wonderful little thing on the Facebook group.
All right.
Yes.
It made me laugh.
It was very good, and it makes me feel, I mean, now we're set. They're not going to shut off our fucking podcast, right?
Yeah, no, the feed's still up. We're going to be just fine.
Feed's still going. Oh, and by the way, if you really want to find something fun, Google Unicorn Orgy.
Ugh. I mean, don't do it. If you want to find something disgusting, maybe unicorn orange.
Yeah, I was about to post it on the Facebook page, but then when I did post it, there was a picture of a unicorn. Like, it was a statue that someone had made of a unicorn fucking a wood nymph.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and this is the problem. Yeah. This is a problem.
I mean, it was very graphic.
How would a unicorn even have sex with a wood nymph? I mean, this is the ins and outs of that.
Well, let me kind of maybe figure it out. What they do is a wood nymph is probably out picking up sticks to make its fucking house, right? I'm not sure what wood nymphs do.
This
right?
is getting hot, yeah.
A unicorn comes and just fucking knocks it down with its hooves, right? Uh-huh. So it's unconscious.
Oh, yeah. You're really getting
And then forces itself inside of the wood nymph because the wood nymph's fucking 2 feet long.
I'm rock hard over here, yeah.
And a unicorn's dick is probably kind of like Carl Malone's. So you're talking like at least a foot and a half.
Carl Malone.
And it's just fucking, it's literally spearing this wood nymph like it's a Swedish meatball.
Sure. So now you're getting
aroused. It kills it.
Yeah. That was a very hot description.
Yes, it was.
Sure.
You know what else is hot? Centaurs.
Yes.
What's some information on centaurs?
Well, they're a half human, half horse. Most are wild and savage, and they're known for their lustfulness and drunkenness.
Right.
Just like the Miami Heat.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
And centaurs definitely, I mean, I definitely did a bit of a search. Different types of porn that you can find on this stuff. Centaurs, definitely, by far, out of all the mythological creatures, represent the vast majority of mythological pornography.
They like it. this was the thing they enjoyed the most.
The vast majority of,
because the best part about a centaur is you can get some tits on it.
Yeah.
That you can have half woman, half centaur, so you can still look at boobies, and then you can get the horse stuff that you like.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're having sex with a centaur, though, you would have to be behind it. You can't see the boobies.
You get a blowjob from a centaur.
Yeah,
you don't.
That's
have
how you avoid to not. That's how you avoid breaking any laws.
Do they have a horse's mouth? I mean, do they have like a horse's teeth?
No. It's a
woman's mouth. Still.
It's a woman.
It can't be a woman or a man.
Yeah. It's like where the neck of the horse is supposed to be. It kind of curves upward into the form of a woman, the torso of a woman.
Yeah,
yeah, like Holden's mother.
Yeah, Holden from the Round Table. But I mean, I'm just concerned that they might have the mind of a horse when it comes down to the blowjob. Do they
love carrots and oats. Yeah. You know, they like that kind of stuff. They like apples.
Well, this is a good question. I never really thought about this. And, you know, perhaps Marcus and Henry, the two brilliant minds that you are, could help me out. What do they eat? Do they eat like a horse or do they eat like a human? Do you bring them to a buffet or do you bring them to a field?
Humans can eat. Humans and horses alike can eat apples, Ben.
Yep.
I know, but
carrots and oats.
No, because horses eat the core, which is disgusting.
There is no core to an apple.
Yeah. Ow. What? You've never had an apple.
Go back and eat an apple. You're thinking of potato.
Yeah, you're thinking of a potato.
Fucking self once. Go buy an apple and eat it. There is no core. There's like seeds in it.
Henry, you are truly, this is ridiculous. Come on.
Well, yeah.
The apple core. Johnny Appleseed, the whole thing.
You could give a horse a hamburger if you want. You can give a horse a hot dog.
Yeah, but horse isn't...
It'll eat any of this shit.
No, I know they'll eat it, but they don't seek it out. No horse wants a hamburger. They don't want the Taco Bell breakfast burrito.
How the fuck do you know?
Because I've never seen one go... I've never seen one in line at Burger King.
Yeah, because they're prisoners.
They run all around.
They run all around within the confines of their prison.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
so you're telling me if you put...
into obedience... They're shackled up, and they're forced to walk down Fifth Avenue in the middle of fucking Manhattan.
De Blasio.
De Blasio. But Marcus, you put a McDonald's on the cattle ranch that you have. You think any of these horses are going to be going to the McDonald's?
I mean, horses don't really. They don't have currency.
They have no money.
But you don't tell me a horse doesn't come up and go up to the counter and go like clop, 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 clop. You're not going to give it a free hamburger?
I mean.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, you want fries with that? You know, and then you just fucking, then the horse just fucking jumps over and rapes poor Mandy. Yeah.
Then Harvey R. Bardem from No Country for Old Men just comes and shoots it with an air rock, air pressurizer, and puts the horse down, and then you have your meat for the next day.
And of course,
absolutely.
And I checked out, Centaur Porn on Yahoo Answers. Where can I find Centaur Porn? And the guy makes sure to clarify, Centaur on human. I'm sick, but not that sick.
Oh, very good. Very good.
And it looks like you can go to danboru.com.
For Centaur Porn.
What is it, Dan Baru?
Dan Baru.
I don't know if we should be plugging it. Should we be plugging it?
I should not be on this website. I absolutely should not
be on
this website.
You went on the website, though. Marcus's eyes just became as large as saucers, and I swear to Christ, if we ever did see a UFO, your eyes will be half as agape as they were when you looked at Centaur Porn.
I should not be
on
that site.
Is it not just a place where they have a bunch of images and like half them could be like 14-year-old girls, right?
That's exactly what it is. That's why I should not be on that site.
All right, so nobody go to that. All right,
don't
so
go to the website.
We're a little off topic. Okay, let's get back on topic
here. No, we were talking about centaurs.
Yeah. No, I know, but now we're talking. I think we're more into centaur porn than we are centaurs.
Absolutely, centaurs are boring.
Yeah, that's the best part. That's the best part about centaurs.
All right, so we got the unicorn.
You know what I wrote down about centaurs?
What?
I wrote down one sentence about centaurs.
What was it?
A centaur is known for its form of half human, half horse. Most are wild and savage, known for their lustfulness and drunkenness.
Some like hamburgers. All right, so now we've completed the sentence. Fairies. Let's go to fairies.
Let's round this whole thing out.
Yes.
With fairies. It's derived, the word fairy is derived from the English word fae.
Okay.
So for some,
which means gay.
Yeah, fae. It sounds like it.
Yes. Various folklorist traditions refer to them euphemistically by names such as wee folk, good folk, people of peace, fair folk, which in Welsh is pronounced tylwytheg.
Okay.
And how do you, is that how it's pronounced?
I think
because
so.
It's two way. Two
tell what you think.
A chair with hay.
Yeah.
Their origins are less clear in folklore, being variously described as dead or some form of demon or a species completely independent of humans or angels. Some people say that fairies were the angels in the middle during the war in heaven, that there were some angels that were on God's side, other angels that were on Satan's side, and the fairies were the pussies in the middle who didn't take anyone's side.
And Bryan Cranston was their father, and they had a wonderful television show on CBS.
Yes, and Legolas was just there, just like combing his hair, just going on like, where's my trailer? Where's my trailer? Excuse me.
Fairy in the middle. That sounds much better than Malcolm in the Middle.
Very much so. Various animals have also been described as fairies. Sometimes this is the result of shape-shifting on the part of the fairy, case of the
It's
Selkie.
Usually a result of liking musical theater when you're in third grade.
Usually.
But
some people describe the Selkie as fairies. Selkie, that is a Scottish folklore.
Okay.
It's a Scottish animal. Those are seal people.
And they're not just talking about Scottish people in general?
Not at all. Not just Scottish people who live by the sea. These are half men, half seals.
So if you were married to somebody and you want to really defame their mother-in-law, you call them a Selkie.
Selkie.
You're some kind of seal woman?
Yeah,
I can tell because of the way you're clapping and your huge hands.
Yeah. In some folklore, fairies have green eyes and they often bite. They're biters.
I didn't realize that.
And they'll trick you. They'll steal your children and their children will go with them. And you can become a changeling. For some reason, I don't know why they steal them, because it seems like, why don't you just have more fairies? Because aren't fairies like what you fucking trade in? Aren't they all full of magic? Why do you want some regular dumb kid?
Steals your children? I think you're mispronouncing gypsies. Isn't that the gypsy way?
No, they just steal your watches and your hearts.
Oh, yes.
No matter what kind of work you do, how you communicate is key. All those emails, reports, and presentations are equally important to the collaboration needed to get things done. And Grammarly can help. Grammarly is your AI writing partner to help you communicate more effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact at work. And isn't that what matters most? Better writing means a stronger impact. Grammarly works across 500,000 apps and websites. You can't escape it. Like the ever-pervasive octopus of malice that is the NSA. Grammarly is watching your every move, making sure that you're doing it right. Data privacy and security are woven into the foundation of Grammarly, into the very essence of its nature. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner, and it helps your team make their point and move faster, because that's the key there. Work smarter, not
harder. Yes, Grammarly. You know how many times it saves me from writing a long, rambling, one-sentence email at 4 o'clock in the morning to my beloved employees? Makes me sound like someone who doesn't just have a BA in theater. All right, I was taught how to be a tree. I was not taught how to survive as an adult. All right, my job was to cry in front of a weird Southern man who just told me all sorts of weird stuff about my body. I didn't learn how to write. So thank you, Grammarly, because you're making me the boss I gotta be to motivate my team to get out there. And, oh, man, you don't want to mess with them. Thanks, Grammarly. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Sign up and download for free. Grammarly.com/podcast. That's Grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
There's one popular belief in Ireland particularly that fairies are really the spirits of the dead. The Banshee, for one. Banshee translates from the Irish Gaelic. Banshee.
Can you please pronounce it correctly? Banshee. Banshee.
Or the Scottish Gaelic. Banshee.
Okay.
Which both mean fairy woman.
Fairy woman. Banshee or Banshee?
Banshee.
Banshee. And that's a fairy woman.
Yeah, yep. It means Zoe Deschanel in Scottish.
Oh, very interesting.
And there is some people who believe them to be a class of demoted angels, as I said earlier. Yeah, they were. When the angels revolted, God ordered the gates shut. Those still in heaven remained angels. Those in hell became devils. And those caught in between became fairies.
So were you telling me that the late and deceased Fred Phelps from the Westboro Baptist Church might have been right?
He's
no
a fairy right
in heaven.
Now.
No,
would
fairies
that, would
in
that make
heaven.
Me so upset if he found out that he turned into a fairy when he woke up on a tiger lily with the fucking little bug antennas and fucking big butterfly wings?
It would be adorable. I would love to see that old hate-filled bastard as a fairy.
Oh, I'm just going like, oh, I'm alive. I'm alive. I can't believe I made it to the after. No! No! And then meanwhile, it's like, I'm every woman. He's like playing on the street.
Yeah.
He's born when roller skates.
Well, speaking
of hate-filled Christians, the Puritans came along and ruined the whole fairy game.
What?
Is that they came in and they started telling everyone that fairies were actually demons and they were there to hurt you. And you know what? Sometimes I will admit, yes, fairies, they can be a bit mischief makers. They can definitely make mischief out there.
They're tricksters.
They're tricksters. Sometimes they tangle your hair when you're sleeping. They call those elf locks.
They always call that creepy Uncle John. But
yeah, isn't that dreading because you haven't slept in days? Like you've been sleeping, you're a fucking like crust punk underneath a bridge somewhere?
They also steal small items. They lead travelers astray.
Oh, man.
But there is a dark side. Any form of sudden death might stem from a fairy kidnapping, with the apparent corpse being a wooden stand-in with the appearance of the kidnapped person.
That's creepy.
So when someone dies, make sure they're not made of wood.
Yes. The other thing is, too, is in American Apparel, if you go and see those mannequins with all the bush hairs hanging out, those were models that were stolen by fairies.
So if you kiss them, then they come to life, and then you get to have a really romantic evening with them inside of the American Apparel?
Only inside of the American Apparel.
Yeah, they can't
leave. That's it. You can't eat in one of those because there's a strict no eating, only drinking Diet Coke policy.
Cheap dates.
Cheap dates.
Not
and
bad.
And plenty of bush hair.
lot of bush hair.
So the Puritans came in and said the fairies were demons.
Yep, they said
but at
demons.
No point were they like, they're not real.
No.
They still, no, they're no, like, no,
they,
no. They
said they're real.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, these are the same people that had to acknowledge the fucking existence of unicorns.
Right, 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 yeah. Yeah. And where yes. did where did fairies...
Yes, they are real too, yes.
Where did fairies come from? What was the whole basis? Why did people start believing in these
You
things?
Know, there's a whole lot of different, you know, fairies
been around
exist.
Forever.
Yeah, they exist in a lot of different cultures. They're like anything else. They're just there to explain away certain things. You know, like, what happened? Oh, a fairy did it. Great.
Well, also, right, right. If you want to get into like real theories, like, you know, they also talk about, you know, in Iceland, we cover that whole thing about the Hildafek,
yeah.
which was the hidden people. And there's a lot of, if you do believe that there are many dimensions, which I sometimes think, especially if I'm smoking a bunch of weed, but you like that there are entities that live on this earth with us that are, you know, sometimes called aliens, sometimes called fairies, sometimes mm-hmm. called ghosts, and that all of that could be a part of a gigantic. Like, you know, sort of a big paranormal theory that they are all just they're spiritual creatures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just kind of snuck
energy
through some,
creatures.
Yeah, just kind of snuck through, huh? Yeah.
And they call them fairies because sometimes they'll tie up your bush hairs. You know what I mean? Sometimes they'll have sex with your wife.
Oh, well, that's not so bad.
Oh, they do other horrible things, too. They also cause the consumption, as it was called in Ireland, otherwise known as tuberculosis in the rest of the civilized world.
Oh, I thought that was called Zabrowski Christmas.
Ah.
Yes.
It was sometimes consumption.
They'll never end, Henry.
You'll never get away. Consumption was sometimes blamed on the fairies, forcing young men and women to dance at revels every night,
ooh.
Causing them to waste away from lack of rest. And if any of you out there have read Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, then
yes,
you will know
I have.
That this is true.
Yeah.
That's how Lady Greenfoot, Lady Pole, how she wasted away and after a time.
Man, I'm getting very, very close to a much unused nerd alert. I'm going nerd alert.
Oh, but the man with the thistle down the hair came every night and Lady
Paul. It was a good book. This is it is a good book. It's a very good, entertaining yeah. book. It's
oh,
just
Mr.
elements,
Norrell?
If you begin to describe them, make you ring the nerd alert.
Yeah, the nerd alert. I mean, you know, I know people on the last podcast page have been trying to figure out drinking games. Nerd alert, you got to slam a bottle of vodka. They're very rare, the nerd alert, you know?
For Sir Walter Pole had lost his wife, Lady Pole, on the eve of their marriage. So he brought England's foremost magician, Gilbert Norrell, in to
yes,
resurrect
Yes, we know the story. This is what happened.
I don't want to know the story. I don't care to know the story.
He took his talents to South Beach. Exactly. That's what Mr. Norrell did.
All right.
Fairies. They also, yeah. if you see them riding domestic animals like cows or pigs or ducks.
Give them a pat because they're the cutest thing in the world.
That is the cutest thing in the world. Make it like a little ant. Get put them in a sunflower.
Run away Take because this causes paralysis.
Ah, it's not good. So if you see the cutest thing on earth, you literally can't move ever again?
Yes.
Literally, you got to get away from that, all right? Yeah. Which is the problem because I watched all this stuff on pugs earlier today. And I've been having problems with my feet ever since.
Well, pugs
you know, maybe
cute.
It's the same thing, just being too cute.
Yeah,
you
could
know, it'd also be because I ate ham for breakfast and I'm starting to feel faint. You know,
yeah.
There's also been reportings. There's been sightings of fairy funerals.
Fairy
Hell
funerals.
Yeah,
and this is by
so they do die,
and they have like little shiny goblets, and they like dump like you know whatever it is their purity elixir, and just be like, that's one for my fairy homie.
Oh, that's very nice.
A rival fairy group shows up with a bunch of fucking little fairy machine guns and fucking like lights them up.
The whole thing goes down. It's like that Guns N' Roses video for November Rain. Everyone's jumping through the fairy cake. It's very sad. Ruins the whole wedding when these fairy rival groups come after each other.
Well, this eyewitness does come from a credible source. This comes from famed poet and painter William Blake.
Oh,
tiger,
okay.
tiger, burning bright. That guy. I don't remember the rest of it.
And he believes in fairies.
Oh,
man,
are you
really
telling me a poet?
Some bad shit in like literature and over time. I'm so glad we're past all that dumb shit, and now we're making good stuff.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I can't get enough of Lena Dunham and that show Girls. We are really making nothing but quality.
Well, Alan Cunningham, in his Lives of Eminent British Painters, records that William Blake claimed to have seen a fairy funeral.
Did you ever see a fairy funeral, madame? Said Blake to a lady who happened to sit next to him. Never, sir.
William Blake, an eternal bachelor.
Never, sir, said the lady. I have, said Blake, but not before last night.
So he saw a fairy funeral last night.
And he went on to tell her how, in his garden, he had seen a procession of creatures of the size and color of green and gray grasshoppers bearing a body laid out on a rose leaf, which they buried with songs and then disappeared.
Let's also say that they were also in the very beginnings of learning how to make booze. So yeah. Like when they were drinking stuff, they didn't know what they were drinking. You know what I mean? So half the time, these guys were just, you know, they're just drinking straight up rubbing alcohol equivalent. Yeah. That they think is fancy booze.
Just tripping. It does seem, Kevin Barnett from the Roundtable, this does seem like a pickup line he would actually use. Have you ever seen a fairy funeral? I saw one last night. And he might actually get laid because of it.
And you know what? Yes. Unicorns, they're not the only ones that are in the news lately. We've also got fairies in the news lately. Where else but Mexico?
The Mexican fairy.
Yeah, and in fact, this story is from today.
Taking our American fairies' jobs.
An unemployed 22-year-old bricklayer from Guadalajara who claims he found a fairy has caused a commotion in this western Mexican metropolis. Jose Maldonado, who charges a monetary donation in exchange for displaying what appears to be a simple plastic figure kept in a container of formaldehyde, says he's already received 3,000 visits from people eager to see the so-called fairy at his home in Lomas Verdes, one of Guadalajara's poorest and most dangerous neighborhoods.
I thought the only Mexican fairy was Oscar De La Hoya. Am I right? I don't even know if he's Mexican.
I think you're right. All right, so now we're going to hear a bit of a quote from Mr. Maldonado.
Oh, okay.
Well, you want to talk to me?
Yes,
well,
sir.
I was picking guavas, and I saw a twinkling. I thought it was a firefly.
You were drunk, right?
See, si. Okay. Si, I am.
You are.
I was picking guavas, and I saw a twinkling. I thought it was a firefly.
Sure.
I picked it up and felt that it was moving. When I looked at it, I knew that.
I can't even get it.
What was it? What? It was moving. It was a moving firefly. Don't leave me hanging.
I picked it up. And I picked it up and felt that it was moving. When I looked at it, I knew it was a fairy godmother.
Fairy godmother.
I knew.
The tale of the fairy that Maldonado claims to have discovered last weekend has run like wildfire through the area, and his home is now besieged by the curious, some of whom wait for up to an hour to enter. This country needs help.
Oh, absolutely. How did you know it was a fairy godmother?
Can I read the other one here? This other thing?
Absolutely.
It says that
this is from Cesar Ramirez, one of the visitors.
I've seen everything.
You sound just like the other guy.
Juan?
Yeah, you just sound just like Juan, Cesar.
He is my brother from 9 different generations ago.
Oh, I see.
I've seen everything. And yes, I believe the fairy is real. Therefore, I wanted to come and could confirm that those memes are true.
It's just, he just believes it. It's a fucking, you're all just like.
I mean, it is something that he got when he crossed the border and went to a Hardee's and got like a Happy Meal and it came with a toy.
It's just the fucking, have you seen this?
No, I haven't actually seen the picture. No,
it's just a Tinkerbell toy.
Let me see it, Marcus. That is a Tinkerbell toy. Yeah.
What Maldonado shows the paying public is a small container filled with formaldehyde containing a human-like figure about 2 centimeters tall with a gelatinous consistency and a certain resemblance to Peter Pan's Tinkerbell.
No, no, no.
A certain resemblance.
No, that's not Tinkerbell. You know what that is? That's the Wasp from Marvel Comics.
It's the Wasp.
It's the Wasp. It's even wearing the suit and everything, and it's pointing. It's pointing. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
God, this is amazing. Man, we gotta go to Mexico.
We gotta go to Mexico.
Anything in your apartment can just be like, this was pissed in by you know, Mother Mary herself. Come and smell it, and then everyone will smell it for $10 a sniff.
Yes, it is the Mother Mary's piece. I can tell because I have seen everything, and I smelled it. And it smelled like peace.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to end this whole thing with these two adorable little girls.
All right.
Yeah, I love to watch these videos.
Take it easy, buddy.
I love to see them.
Good Lord.
They're regulars on The Ellen Show.
Okay. My favorite show as well.
Is it your favorite show, Creepy
Guy? I love this show. I love when she dances because it's just so funny.
It is very funny, lighthearted. People do enjoy that sort of lighthearted comedy.
Yeah.
So these are two little girls. Their names are Sophia, Grace, and Rosie. They're these two adorable little British girls.
All right.
And they're going to tell us a little secret.
Marcus, I can't wait.
Marcus,
I'm so excited.
You're crossing the line, Henry.
I'm so excited to see what
you're
saying.
You're crossing the line. All right, so yeah, so we got unicorns, fairies, Pegasus. What else do we touch on?
I hope everybody learned something today.
I think that this was the least educational episode we've ever done.
No, we learned about the Bible.
That's true. Yeah.
Unicorns how they're real.
Sure.
We learned about, and the other animals that unicorns could possibly be, which we know is not true.
Right.
We learned about
horses
Pegasus.
Yeah, Pegasuses and horses and what they eat. Apples have cores.
Don't have cores.
This is just always the way that we argue. You just say things that are wrong, and then I say things that are right, but then you just keep on saying your wrong things.
I just make my own reality.
That's right.
Yes.
All right. So the live wonderful show. What's that, Henry?
No, it was so wonderful. That's all I said.
Yeah, it was wonderful. All right. So we've got the live show this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday.
The 29th at the Creek in the Cave. It'll be at 10 p.m.
Yes.
Which will be very, very fun. And so come out to that. And that's Marcus Parks on Twitter. I'm Ben Kissel on Twitter. And that's Henry Loves You on Twitter. And
be on the lookout for the new season of Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. It's coming next year.
Absolutely.
And so it's really far in advance.
But be on the lookout for it.
Be on the lookout for it.
You know, they're not going to blast you with a bunch of marketing you don't want to pay attention to.
No
be
way.
On the lookout for it.
We would never do that to you.
And if you're in New York on April 4th, my band, The Cowmen, we're playing at Trash Bar at midnight.
All right.
It's a good time. Go in there. You take your shirts off. Boys and girls.
Mostly just girls, and then only some of the girls.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so hail yourselves,
hail Satan,
everybody.
Hail Gene.
Hail Satan.
Mako's delicious.
Hail me!
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.